Share the broadcast. Be a blessing to someone right now. Share the broadcast. Be a blessing to someone. If you're tuning in right now, share the broadcast. Be a blessing to someone. Tell a friend. Tell a friend to tune in right now and be blessed. Praying in tongues and its power. This is gonna be a very powerful teaching. I do be faith. God bless you. Watching all the way from Amoga here. Wow, that's wonderful. Susie, God bless you. Watching all the way from Abuja. God bless you. More grace to you. Ademiso, watching from Ondo State. God bless you. T Social Collectibles. Wow, that's a powerful name. Collectibles. Wow. Watching from PH for that call. God bless every one of you. Constance, just share the stream. God bless you, Constance. God bless you. Every one of you, God bless every one of you for sharing. Benito Okeke, God bless you. Gabriel, watching from Lagos, God bless you. Every one of you that is tuning in right now, God bless you, God bless you. Share the broadcast. Tell a friend. It's gonna be powerful tonight. Most of you are gonna start operating in a higher and a stronger dimension than you ever operated in. I'm telling you, I'm gonna be opening you up to the power that is in speaking tongues. Gabriel, watching from Lagos. Greg, watching from Anambra. Wow, God bless you guys. Tune in right now. We're gonna be starting the next 1 minute. Arida Super Aradu Shada. Simeon is watching from Kaduna. God bless you. Share the broadcast. If you're tuning in right now, share the broadcast. More grace and heavenly wisdom upon your life. Amen. Constance, watching from Ghana. God bless you. Stephen is watching from Lagos. God bless you, Stephen. Okay, Ocha. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Every one of you that is tuning in right now, God bless you from wherever you're watching from. Let me know where you are watching from. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Musa is watching from Maiduguri. God bless you, Musa Toma. God bless you, Musa. God bless you. Good to have you online. Musa is also one of our top fans. So God bless you, Musa. Share the broadcast. Let everyone get to know that we are live. Watching for Bayasa, Yanagua. God bless you, Ikedi. All the way from Bayasa. How is Bayasa today? God bless you. I feel happy today, honestly. I feel happy today, but I think I'm forgetting something. My Bible, okay, I'm gonna use the system. Karida Supo Orelo Shada. Rano Me Deba Da Guje Era Kute. Kerebo soberede bosha da barada suto renuja barada bose eranusha da kerebo zobe eranusha da. Someone is watching from Onitsha. Mokeme Ogonna Edward. God bless you in the name of Jesus. We're about to start in a mini time. God bless you in the name of Jesus. God bless you in the name of Jesus. God bless you in the name of Jesus. I feel a strong anointing right now. We're about to start in the next 30 seconds. Arida Superedebo Shada. Chizaram, all the way from Abia. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Chizaram, all the way from Abia. In the name of every one of you, every of your friend that is believing God to speak in tongues today. Today, every one of you that believe that is believing God for the gift of tongues, on how to activate your tongue in the spirit, today you're going to start operating those gifts. This very moment, today, after this teaching, your tongue will be let loose. Some of you will start speaking in the angelic realms. Some of you will start speaking prophetic tongues. Some of you enter dimension of great authority. Rado be erado she ekara teke. Reno be arano shanda da ben de perene suto. Some of you here are going to be open to a dimension of interpreting tongues. So it's not just about, oh, man of God, I can speak in tongues, so no need of this class. No. You can receive the grace to interpret on the gift of interpretation of tongues. Ereno berede suto okata. Everything is possible through Christ. Arena zumbarabo shada erenu nomende. You have to just open up your spirit to receive from God. Rade, are you following me? God bless you in the name of Jesus. Watching for Uma here. Chizaram, God bless you. Jovita is online. God bless you. Watching all the way from Imo. God bless you in the name of Jesus. God bless you all in the name of Jesus. God bless you all in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, let us start. Uchenna is watching from Onitsha. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I commit everyone to your heavenly hands. I commit everyone here that is tuned in right now, listening, Lord. Father, I yield my life, I yield my vessel, I yield everything, my tongue, my thoughts, my memory, my sight, my hand, every part of my body, I yield them to your Holy Spirit, Lord. Let your voice be heard. Lord, let my voice be hidden. Let your voice be heard. Father, let every word that comes out of my mouth be a word from you, Lord. I open myself to the stream of revelation from heaven, Lord. They have gathered, Lord, not to see me, Lord. They have gathered to hear from you, Lord. They have other things that are important for them to do, but they chose to be here, Lord. Father, I ask that every single one of them that has tuned in, Lord, and those that will later watch as a rebroadcast, may their life be changed mightily in the name of Jesus. Father, every one of them, both the ones that believe and the ones that don't believe, every single one of them will be a partaker of the fire that you are about to release this today, this moment, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I ask you, Lord, that you open their understanding, Lord. Open their spiritual eyes to begin to see in the realm of the spirit. As I teach, Lord, help their imagination to receive the power that comes from your words, O Lord. I ask that you release your angels to guide your words, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. May your name be glorified, Lord. May your name be worshipped. And as I pray, Lord, every one of them believing you, Lord, for marital settlement, believing you, Lord, for any kind of healing, believing you, Lord, to hear, believing you, Lord, for eyes, blindness to be open, believing you, Lord, for the crippled to walk. Every one of them, Lord, created miracle that their bone has broken and they believe that bone can stretch again according to their faith, Lord, as they pay attention to your power, Lord. May that their healing that they believe in you, Lord, come to pass. May they be healed completely in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Shatakate. Ogunste. Someone's watching from Ogunste. Lokoja. Oluchino and So Keke watching from Lokoja. Ijoma Jane watching from Owerre. Isaac is watching from Abuja. God bless you. I receive the gift of speaking in tongues. Amen. Yes, every one of you are going to receive the gift of speaking in tongues. Every one of you that Some of you that have already speaking tongues, you're going to start speaking in diverse tongues. Some of you are going to start speaking in diverse tongues, and that is going to be powerful. Good evening to you. It's watching from Bayelsa, Nigeria. All right, God bless you in the name of Jesus. So now we talk about tongues now. This is going to be very, very important. So we talk about tongues. Now, one of the questions is this. Now, the topic here, like I said, get your paper, get your pen. We're about to be lectured. This class is all about lecture. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, now, so now we talk about praying in tongues and its power. Now, what is tongue? What is tongue? Okay, people say it's a gift of the Spirit. Yes, it's a gift of the Spirit. So people say you don't necessarily need to speak in tongues. Not everyone should be able to speak in tongues. God bless you, Esther from River State. God bless you, Efo, all the way from Ghana. God bless you, Nita, all the way from Abuja. God bless you, Chidera, all the way from Enugu. God bless you. God bless you, Jane, all the way from Abuja. So we talk about people. People say that, a man of God, you don't need to speak in tongues because other people, tongue is a gift. Tongue is a gift. So I don't have the gift of speaking in tongues. No. The Bible made us understand that the moment you receive the Holy Ghost, the gift of tongue comes in with it. Now, you should think about it like this. Can you be someone without a language? How do you know a British person how do you differentiate it? Someone that is from Britain and someone that is a Nigerian, their dialect, the way they speak. Now, Nigerians have their own dialects. We have about something, I don't know how many of the 100 something dialects in Nigeria, I don't know. People, how do you know an Hausa man, the way they speak? You know, he's an Hausa man. How do you know an Igbo man? He speaks Igbo. How do you know an Yoruba man? He speaks Yoruba. How do you know a thief man? He speaks TV. How do you know a Fulani man? He speaks Fulani, I believe so. So that is it. So how do you know a person that is filled of the Holy Ghost is speaking tongues? How do you know a citizen of heaven is speaking tongues? How do you know someone that is filled with the Holy Ghost is speaking tongues? Now, I'm not saying that speaking in tongues guarantees you to make heaven. No. This is a gift, but it's a primary gift that comes. And it's a gift that you have the control over. It's like prophecy is a subject to the prophet, like the Bible said so. Now, tongue is a subject to you. That's why Paul said, I pray in tongues. I pray in tongues. That means he didn't say the Holy Ghost prays in tongues for me. I pray in tongues. Then the Holy Ghost is in charge of the words and their meanings in the name of Jesus. So what did Jesus Christ say about the Holy Spirit? What did Jesus Christ say about this tongue that we're talking about? Now, let's go to the book of John 14. So follow me here. Let's go to the book of John 14. Let's go to the book of John 14. Let's go to the book of John 14. Now, John 14 verse 15. Let's start from John 14 verse 15 to 21 first. Now, Jesus promised the Holy Spirit, if you love me, obey my commandment. And I will ask the Father and he will give you another advocate. So that means the Holy Ghost is another advocate. He said, I will ask the Father and he will give you another advocate. That means that Jesus Christ is also an advocate. Jesus in himself is an advocate. But now Jesus is praying to the Father. Now, we didn't pray to the Father to receive the Holy Ghost. No. No, it is Jesus' prayer. Jesus prayed to the Father to give us the Holy Ghost, who he calls the advocate. He said, who will never leave you. That means the Holy Ghost will never leave you. The moment you receive the Holy Ghost, he will never, ever leave you. The Bible says that he will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truths. The word. Now, when we talk about the word here, it means those that are rebellion, those that are unbelievers. The word cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. The devil does not have the Holy Spirit. You say, man of God, how come that there is a woman that is demon possessed and she was praying in the spirit? She was praying in tongues. Yes, she can be praying in tongues, but the devil does not have the Holy Ghost. For the fact that you pray in tongues does not mean that the devil cannot manipulate you or that the devil cannot possess you. Are you following it? Now, that is another teaching for another time. Maureen, God bless you. It's awesome to see you, Maureen. God bless you. All the way from Oka here, I believe so. So it says, The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and does not recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you. And now later he will be in you. So the Holy Ghost lives with us. When Jesus was with us, he was talking about he lives with you. Now this, when he said he lives, for you know him because he lives with you. Now he's talking, not of the Holy Ghost, he's talking about himself. But the one that lives in us is still the Holy Spirit of God. So we have Jesus living with us. Remember that this same Holy Ghost was prayed by Jesus. It's another kind of Jesus, but it's the same Jesus, but another kind, in a sense that this kind is not the kind you see, but it is present and available. Jesus was limited by his earthly body, so he cannot be in all places at all times because he had a mortal body. Although when he resurrected, he was able to telepath and be in different places at any time at his own will. But the Holy Ghost comes inside of us and dwells inside of us. Now, if you read the book of John 14:26, remember where I want you to pay attention to this. John 14:26 says, "But when the Father sent the Advocate as my representative," you see, the Holy Ghost is a representative of Jesus Christ. The same way God sent Jesus, and Jesus came to do the will of the Father, not his own will. He said, "I came to do the will of my Father, not my will." So every will, everything Jesus did was for the Father. Jesus was the express image of God the Father. That's why he said, now he says something in verse 26. He said, "But when the Father sends the Advocate," so he has prayed already, but he knows the Father will send it. He said, "But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative," as my representative. So now, for example, what do you mean by representative? If I send you right now, if they call me to come and minister in the church, and I send one of my disciples to go, you will acknowledge him the same way you acknowledge me. You will receive that disciple the same way you receive me. Because for me to send him means he's a perfect representative of me. Are you following me? And my disciple will not represent himself. He will represent me. He will speak like me and operate like me because he's my representative. Is someone getting blessed here? So he said, "But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative," that is the Holy Spirit. Now, he's giving us the name of this person. Now, the real name of the Holy Spirit is not Holy Spirit. His real name is not Holy Spirit. He is called Holy Spirit because he is among all the spirits on this earth. Only him is holy. That is why he is represented as the Holy Spirit. Jesus. Godhead is not God. The word God is like a group of people coming together. God, the word God is made up of God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The word God is made up of, it's like a group of company. You have MTN. Now, MTN is not the name of a person, it's the name of a company. It is grouped by so many people that makes it MTN. The shareholders, the this and this and this and that. Is someone getting blessed there? So the Bible said in verse 26, it said, "But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative," that is the Holy Spirit. He will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I've told you. So the reason why you are able to remember the verses in the Bible is not just because you study a lot. It's because the Holy Ghost brings to your memory all that you have read. That is why all of a sudden you are speaking to someone, you begin to know, you begin to talk about certain verses. You might not have read those verses. You might not have known where those verses are in the Bible, but you might have read it. But all of a sudden the verses keep coming. It's because of this, the Holy Spirit. Is someone getting blessed here? Now we talk about, okay, man of God, you said the Holy Ghost comes with power. You said the Holy Ghost comes with power. I want us to understand the Holy Ghost before we start talking about tongues and how you start flowing in tongues. The Holy Spirit now, the topic is praying in tongues and its power. Praying in tongues and its power. Now, under that, how does the Holy Ghost manifest? Now, we go to number one. The Holy Spirit is a representative of Jesus, which we just affirmed now in the book of John 14, verse 26. We just get to understand that the Holy Spirit is representing Jesus Christ on earth. Number two, he is the Spirit of Godhead. Now, the Spirit of the Father, the Bible says, "For we have not received the Spirit that is of this world, but the Spirit that is from God. For what knoweth the things of a man, if not the spirit of a man? For what knoweth the spirit of God, if not the things of God?" The spirit you have received is an impartation from the Spirit of God. He said, "On the last day, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh." He's talking about the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God. Now, the Holy Spirit can manifest in different ways. We have the seven spirit of God is still the Holy Spirit. The gift of the Holy Spirit is still the Holy Spirit. It's a way in which he manifests. When I prophesy to you, it's still the Holy Ghost that give me the access to prophesy to you. When I pray in tongues, it's still the Holy Ghost praying through me. When I operate in the gift of faith, it's still the Holy Ghost. When I see vision, it's still the Holy Ghost that give me the interpretation. Now let's go to the book of Acts. Now he is the power of God. Now the Bible says something very, very important. But before we go there, I think we need to go to the book of Luke. He said, tarry ye therefore until you are induced with power. Jesus. Now the Bible says in the book of Luke 24 verse 49. And now I will send the Holy Spirit just as my Father promised. Are you saying that? He said, I will send because he has already prayed for the Father to send the advocate who was the Holy Spirit. Now he said, and I will send the Holy Spirit just as my Father promised. But stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power. Jesus. So the moment you receive the Holy Ghost, you carry power. Can someone help me with that hanky, please? Carry down zombere de bo shada ereno zombere gade. Ratuke eraduje erano no bed de barado shode. I don't know if someone is getting blessed here. I don't know. So he said, Luke 24 verse 49. And now I will send the Holy Spirit just as the Father promised. But stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit. That is the first announcement of the Holy Spirit, publicly announcement of the Holy Spirit. Now in the Old Testament, thank you. Now, in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was operating, but it comes upon people, and after a while, he leaves them. Every of the prophets that prophesied operated with the Holy Spirit. No gifts of the Spirit, no gift of God can operate without the Spirit of the living God. But keep in mind that the gift and the calling of God is without repentance. So for the fact that you operate in the gift does not mean that the Holy Ghost is always acknowledging what you are doing. The Holy Ghost can give you the gift of prophecy. He will never take it back. The gift will remain with you. God does not give you a gift and take it back. He's too big for that. The same way you don't give someone a gift and let them go and collect it back. It's a gift. The person does not merit it, but you chose to give it to that person. Regardless of whether he's worthy or not, you chose to give it to that person. So the moment you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive the full power of God in you, Jesus. I don't know. I don't know. Please, so much Lord, I'm hearing myself. I don't know if someone is following me right now. I don't know if someone is following me right now. So the moment you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive the full power of God in you. The moment you receive the Holy Ghost, the full nature of God comes inside of you powerfully and mightily. So if the Holy Ghost is the power of God, then what does that mean? If the Holy Ghost is the power of God, what does that mean? Karado shada. So if the Holy Ghost is the power of God, that means the moment you are baptized with the Holy Ghost, the fullness of God lives inside of you. Hey, sir, I'm too fast. Calm down, sir. Alright, you can always rewatch the video. So, are you following me here? So the Bible says something very, very important. The Bible said that in the book of Luke 24:49, it said, and now I will send the Holy Spirit just as my Father promised. But stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fill you with power from heaven. So the power that the Holy Ghost is going to fill you with. Now, when you hear the word filling, it means fill to the brim. Fill it up. He said he will fill you with power from heaven. That means the power that you are receiving is not of this world. That's why the Bible said that the world is not looking for it. The power you are being filled with is the power from the Most High, from heaven. So God is releasing his own spirit inside of you to come and dwell inside of you. Now keep in mind that that spirit, the Holy Spirit, does not reside in your body or in your soul. The Holy Spirit resides in the spirit, in your spirit, in your spirit man. That is the God nature that you have received when you became born again. The moment you became born again, something happened. The old nature that is sinful dies. And the new nature comes. That nature can never be contaminated with sin. It is pure from God. And the Holy Ghost, when the Holy Ghost comes, he resides in that nature. Because your body cannot behold the Holy Ghost because your body is sinful. Your thinking, your soul cannot behold the Holy Ghost because your soul is sinking. It has sin in it. It's filthy. So the Holy Ghost comes inside your spirit. That's another teaching for another day. Now, so the book of Luke 24:49 makes us understand that the Holy Ghost is power. Now, the Holy Ghost is a person. You want to be spirit-filled and feeling tongue? Follow, you will. So now, the Holy Ghost is a person. I want you to understand what it means, what the power we're talking about here. Most Christians speak in tongues and they have the Holy Ghost, but they limit the Holy Ghost. That I'm able to speak and prophesy and tell you right now that in the name of Jesus, you're going to be healed. It is by the power of the Holy Ghost. My job is to speak. The Holy Ghost does the work. If you believe, He activates it. The same as the Holy Ghost lives in me, the same way He lives in you. The thing is that you must give the Holy Ghost the expression to find. He must find expression in your life. He wants to find an expression to show Himself. So you must be able to align yourself for Him to find expression in you. Jesus. Now, let's go to the book of Acts. Now, we go to the book of Acts 1, verse 8. The book of Acts 1, verse 8. He said, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere." Now, the moment I receive the Holy Ghost, I become a witness of God. Jesus. I become a witness for God. Automatically, if you have the Holy Ghost in you, you are a witness. What does it mean, you're a witness? You are meant to preach the gospel to everyone. You are meant to tell everyone about Jesus. Look at what he said. He said, "But you will receive power." When? The power will come only when the Holy Ghost comes. So without Holy Ghost, no power. So the reason why you are getting healed and you are receiving healing is because the Holy Ghost is present in my life. So if the Holy Ghost is not present, the power will not come. Jesus. He said, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." Comes upon you. Now remember the part we read in the book of John said that He's with you now, but will be in you. Now He's talking about the one that will come upon you. He will descend upon you. And you will be my witnesses. That means as much as all of them that gathered, there are 120 of them or thousands of them, every one of them that gathered, that the Holy Ghost will descend on them like dew. Telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and in the edges of the earth. So the moment you receive the Holy Ghost, you become a witness of God. Do you know what it means to be witness? You are there to show people why God exists. When someone is sick, you are there to stand and say, "In the name of Jesus, be healed." You become a living proof of Jesus Christ. When the devil is making someone to be sick, you are there to say, "In the name of Jesus, be healed." So without the Holy Ghost, you can't receive power. So the moment you receive the Holy Ghost, so if you say, "I just want to pray in tongues," no. If you don't know the power that you have received, even while you pray in tongues, you will still be limited. Because you need to know what you receive. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you need to know that you have collected power, unadulterated power. Thank you, Jesus. And there is a way to renew this power, Jesus. This power can only be renewed in praying in tongues. See, all the gifts you have can be changed. Every gift that you have can be charged in the spirit. Prophecy, to prophesy, you need to charge the spirit. That's why the Bible says, "Be ye filled by the things of the spirit." It says, "Be not drunk on wine, but rather be ye filled by the spirit." Do not be drunk on wine, but be drunk in the spirit. That means there is an infilling of the Holy Ghost. There is an infilling. If you pray in tongues, you activate faith. If your faith is down and you run automatically, you begin to charge your faith. The same way you charge your battery, you charge your spirit. The same way the occultic men go to renew themselves, you renew yourself. Jesus. Let's go to the book of Romans 5:5. I'm feeling something strong. Romans 5:5. Jesus. I'm feeling something strong. And you know why I'm giving you all these verses? Because I want you to get this message. Now, why is God giving us the Holy Spirit? That is one question people ask. Why the Holy Ghost? Why is God giving us so much power? Now, the book of Romans 5:5 says, "And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our heart with His love." So when the Holy Ghost lives in you, another way for people to know that you have the Holy Ghost is you love people. Jesus. So if you see a Christian that is loving another Christian, no man can ever love any other person except the Holy Ghost be in that man. No man can ever do anything good except the Holy Ghost be in that man. Man, the heart of man is wicked. The Bible said that the heart of man is wicked. He's not capable of doing anything good. But when the Holy Ghost comes, now the Bible said that God is love. So if the Holy Ghost allows you to express love, it means the Holy Ghost is God in you. Jesus. Ah. So if the Holy Ghost is about love, that means the Holy Ghost is God nature in a man. He said, "And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love." So that means that the Holy Spirit knows the love of the Father. And what He does is that He brings the love of the Father and He equips our spirit with it. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry, I knew this was going to happen. Welcome to Nigeria, people. Karida zobe eranu je eradu se ekarateke. Rano zobe eradu sata. Please, let's hold on so that we turn on the lights. Yate ekaruda shade. Rano berede guje eradu se ekaruda sate. Jesus. Oh, no ma shandagade. So what am I saying now, Jesus? So what am I saying? What am I saying right now? Rado je eradu se ekarida. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Rakute karabo shoperano shada. Jesus. Jesus, this is so powerful. This is so powerful right now. Now we go to the book of Acts 1 verse 8. Now we're about to talk about tongues right now. Acts 1 verse 8. He said, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem." Now, that we just discussed that right now. Now, let's go to the book of Acts 2. So, once I must come to South Africa, as the Lord will it. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we go to the book of Acts 2, 3 to 5. Now, this is what happens when the Holy Ghost comes. Jesus. I'm sorry about the lights. Welcome to Nigeria. So this is what happens when the Holy Ghost comes. This is what happens when the Holy Ghost comes. Now, the Bible says in the book of Acts 2, 3 to 5, "Then what looked like flames of or tongues of fire appeared and settled in each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages." So the moment you are filled with the Holy Ghost, tongues comes. See, you don't understand. The Bible said, "And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit." And He said that everyone filled with the Holy Ghost. And everyone present. So right now, as you are present, when we begin to pray for the gift of the Holy Ghost, it will come upon you because you are present. Not because you are meditating. Not because you are fasting. But because you are present. KY, pay attention, okay? Pay attention. You're going to be blessed. Pay attention first. This is not time to ask questions. This is time to pay attention. This is time to pay attention. "And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability." So the ability to pray in tongues is given by the Holy Spirit. Jesus. So the ability to pray in tongues is given by the Holy Spirit. I don't know if someone is getting blessed here. As the Holy Spirit gave them the ability. So that means no one can pray in tongues except the Holy Ghost gives him the ability. Because it's one of the gifts of the Spirit. So the moment the Holy Ghost comes upon you, the gift of tongues is there. But the problem is that you have refused to speak in tongues. Oh, Jesus. The problem is that you have refused to speak in tongues. You have failed to speak in tongues. You rejected to speak in tongues. Not because you know that you rejected, but because you are ignorant of it. I know someone is following us. So the ability for you to speak in tongues comes from the Holy Ghost. So the moment the Holy Ghost comes upon you, what happens next? If it comes upon you, the gift of tongues comes immediately. So whether you speak it or not does not cancel the fact that it is with you. But the problem is that when you are praying, you hear Renemo Shabara Dasuto. In your mind, you think that the person is saying nonsense. You are waiting for the Holy Ghost to come inside of you and start speaking. See, those people that you see in church, that as they are praying, all of a sudden they start speaking in tongues and falling on the ground. And after that day, they cannot speak again. What happened to them is this. The Holy Ghost was prophesying through them. It's a different thing when the Holy Ghost prophesies through you. When the Holy Ghost is prophesying to you, whether you are ready to speak in tongues or not, He will speak with you. Some people say that before I pray in tongues, I receive mine in the CEO. Oh, someone is saying yes, so I receive mine in the CEO ministry, Oka Life. Oh, see, Jane is confirming that. While she was in the church, she was baptized with the Holy Ghost and she began to pray in tongues. She never knew she could pray in tongues. She received it. Jesus. So you hear yourself, you say, Rabo, She Erano. You are thinking that you are talking nonsense. It's the problem that we have. We say the Holy Ghost will speak through us. No, you will open your mouth. Erano, no man, dagadede. See, you don't wake up knowing the whole language. It's a language of heaven. You don't wake up knowing the full language. No. It doesn't work that way. You don't wake up knowing the whole language. It's a language. Nobody wake up knowing every language. It grows. The more you pray, it grows. When I started, man, check my old videos. 2017, check my videos. If you listen to my tongue, you will laugh. So most times we are afraid because when we speak in tongues, it doesn't sound like our pastor's own. It doesn't sound like our prophet's own. It doesn't sound like the man of God's own. Ah, this man of God's tongue is sweet. No. It's how God wants to speak to you. For example, let's look at an example for a baby. You give birth to a child. At the age of 2, the baby comes and meets you, the father. He says, Baba. Now, you are saying, what is Baba? You ask the mother, what is this young man saying? The mother will say, he says, carry him. You carry the child. The next day, the same child comes and meets you and says, Baba. You carry the child. The child said, no, Baba. And you ask the mother, what is Baba? The mother will say, he wants to drink water. You give him water. The next day he comes, he says, Baba. You carry the child, he says no. You give him water, he says no. You're wondering, you ask the mother again, what is this child saying? He says he wants you to play with him. Now, the child is saying one word, but the mother is able to understand it. Because the mother has this relationship with the child. He has been with the child, he knows. In as much as to you, it sounds as one word. The same way when you speak, see, you might be saying just one word in the spirit. In your eye is one word. In the realm of the spirit, you are making sentences. You can say one word in tongues. In the realm of the spirit, you are speaking diverse tongues. You are speaking mysteries in the spirit. So right now, as you're watching me right now, the hunger will begin to come. It will begin to come. Rado be rano sha rano me. It comes. You don't learn it. You just start speaking it while you are praying. You open your mouth. It might come like gibberish. Yes, the foolishness of man, the foolishness of God is the wisdom of man. God uses things that are foolish unto man to put wisdom. God put wisdom in those things that look foolishness. So don't say no, man of God. I don't have the gift of tongues. No, you have it. And today is the day you begin to pray it. See, that there is a level you can never ascend in the spirit if you don't pray in tongues. There is a dimension you can never reach until you pray in tongues. If you can't pray in tongues, you will always be limited. There are doors and dimensions you can never attain. Those of you that have not experienced it before, today you will start experiencing it. See, if you pray in tongues, you can be able to access all the gifts of the Spirit. Because when you pray in tongues, you energize your spirit. Jesus. No. Look at this. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 14, 14 to 18. 1 Corinthians 14, 14 to 18. For if I pray in tongues, my spirit is praying. Jesus. So it is possible for your spirit to pray, whereas your body is not praying. Jesus. The Bible said that for if I pray in tongues, my spirit is praying. Man of God. What is this? What is the Bible saying? That if I pray in tongues, my own spirit is praying. Jesus. He's not saying that the Holy Ghost is praying. He said your own spirit. Someone said, thank you very much. I always worry my tongue sound one way or a lot of times. You don't need to care about how it sounds. You begin to blow it. Because as you're speaking, you are commanding legions of angels. You are changing things in the spirit. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 14, 14 to 18, it says, for if I pray in tongues, my spirit is praying, but I don't understand what I'm saying. Now, this is another dimension. This is another dimension of praying in tongues. When you pray, you can't interpret it. Here in verse 15. Well then, what shall I do? I will pray in the spirit. So, if someone says pray in the spirit, it means pray in tongues. See, the Bible said that he that is born of the flesh is flesh. He that is born of the spirit is spirit. So if you are born of the flesh, pray in words. I'm not saying that praying in words cannot be heard. I'm not saying that praying in words cannot be heard. But what I'm saying that when you pray in the spirit, you pray in the real nature of yourself. Because man is a spirit that lives in the body. So when you pray in tongues, you pray in your real nature. Hey, Jesus. No. There's something I want you to read here. Jesus. There's something I want you to hear here. Jesus. Harado super. Now pay attention to this. Pay attention to this. Now listen to this. Jesus. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2. In the book of 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2. He says, for anyone who speaks in tongues does not speak to people but to God. Jesus, hear me. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2, he said, for anyone who speaks in tongues does not speak to people, but to God. And no one understands them, the utter mysteries by the Spirit. Jesus. He said, whoever speaks in tongues speaks in mysteries. So I can sit down here right now. I'm speaking to God directly. Not to angels to take it to God. I am speaking one-on-one to God himself. God the Father. I mean, see, the Bible cannot lie. He said, for anyone who speaks in tongues does not speak to people, but to God indeed. No one understands them. So I begin to communicate as I'm saying, Rado, Jedeba, Nanamo, Jandaga, Redaga, Zumber, and Enel, Nonema, Shadi, Erega, Debano, Verebo, Zoberada. Now, in the realm of the Spirit, I appear before God. Jesus. Man of God. Man of God, what are you saying? In the realm of the Spirit, I appear. See, though I am physically on in my room here, But the moment I begin to pray in tongues, my spirit leaves my body and appear before God's throne. And I stand before my Father and I begin to speak mysteries. I don't know what I'm saying to God, but I pray in the purest of all prayer because the Holy Ghost speaks through me. Share this video right now if you're watching. The fire is burning. It's burning already. Some people are beginning to blast in tongues already where they are right now. Open your mouth and begin to speak it. Speak it is your Father's language. Don't care who is watching, who is listening. Begin to blast it. Open your mouth. It doesn't make sense. It can come with one word. It can come with just blah, blah, blah. It can come with one word. Whatever word it comes with, begin to speak it. No, look at it. 1 Corinthians 14:2, he said, for anyone who speaks in tongues does not speak to people but to God. So the moment I say, even if it's for 1 minute, I am not on this earth. I begin to operate in the dimension, in the realms of the spirit. I begin to speak one-on-one with God. I begin to speak mysteries. And that is how prophecies begin to come. Rata, kete, kete, remano, zoberada, zedegade. Christianity without Holy Ghost, yes, is a waste of time. And Christianity without praying in tongues is a delay. See, if there is a blessing that is coming your way in the next 10 years, and you pray in tongues for hours, you will shift it from next 10 years to the next 5 years. And if you press on in prayer, if you begin to pray 5 hours or 3 hours every single day, that blessing that is meant to come in the next 5 years can come in the next 2 months. When you pray in the spirit, you speed up things in the spirit. When you pray in the spirit, you journey in the archives of the immortals. When you pray in the spirit, you begin to operate in a dimension that is unusual. When a man look at you and say, young man, I will kill you. You look at him and you say, no ezadaga. You have orchestrated that man's nature. Jesus. Tongues, you see, you can never repeat your tongues. It comes and goes. See, the tongue I speak last month is not the tongue I'm speaking this month. It can't be. Although a time you can come to a season whereby your tongue, you have learned certain language you speak, you begin to stay longer in that tongue. But a time will come, something will come upon you, you enter another tongue. I speak diverse tongue. I have the gift of diverse tongues. I can pray. See, now for those of you that pray in tongues, let me give you a secret. You find out that when you start speaking in tongues, you start saying, when you pray in tongues, you start from a time will come, you start raging, anger comes. You no longer care who is around you, you start making noise, you start raising voice. It is no longer you, it's because you are commanding authorities in the realms of the spirit. You are demanding and commanding authorities. Jesus. Ah, Radusha. Is someone following me here right now? Now, the Bible says something in the book of Romans 5:5. I don't know. I'm teaching live. Someone is busy calling me on the phone. This is the wrong time to call. Tune in. Jesus. No. Let's do something. Now, the Bible says something again important. In the book of 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4, the Bible says that a person who speaks in tongues is threatened personally. Edification. So the moment you speak in tongues, oh my God, I dare you. Sickness will have no strength in you. Oh, Jesus. When you speak in tongues, no demon understand what you're saying. When you speak in tongues, you speak mysteries in the ears of men and in the ears of demons. An evil spirit can come to your house. You just say, Rato Ekata. Now, when you say, Father, send your fire, the devil knows you are saying, Father, send your fire. The devil can wage something to defend himself. But when you say, Rato Ekata, Kate, the devil is confused. The demons are confused. What is this man saying? Is he calling legions of angels? Because they do not have the Holy Ghost, so they can't speak in tongues and they cannot understand it. Oh, Jesus. I don't know if something is happening to someone live right now.
I want you to be flaming up, because right now, as I'm speaking, some of you now, I feel fire leaving me right now and burning upon people. I see tongues of fire. I see people right now, their tongues are changing. Somebody, you are watching me right now, your tongues are changing. Arado jedeba naragun negemande gedende. Renuno bende arado se ekareda shandaga dende. It starts small. The more you pray hours in tongues, you pray 30 minutes in tongues, every day your tongues start changing. Rado shatakate, remano bedegede, rebasu to okarakate. You begin to change things in the spirit. See, as your tongue is changing, your level and your realm in the spirit is changing. Jesus. 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 The Bible said that a person who speaks in tongues is threatened personally. So he will, if you pray in tongues, you edify yourself. You edify your spirit. You begin to edify yourself. As you begin to pray in tongues, you begin to edify yourself. Your spirit is charging. Your entire body is charging. If there is pain in your body, it is leaving. You are begin to, because what is happening? Automatically, when you pray in tongues, you begin to speak to the heavenly realm. And the light of God shines from heaven to you, because you appear in the glory of God. You are appearing before God. The Bible said that he who prays in tongues speaketh mysteries to God. Speaketh to God, because he speaketh mystery. So the moment you are praying in tongues, you are appear before God, then the glory of God surrounds you. And as the glory of God surrounds you, it quickens your mortal body. Your body begins to be energized. You are praying, fire is coming. Right, automatically you begin to feel the presence of God. Hey Jesus, I don't know. This teaching, I have to pause, because I'm beginning to speak things in the spirit. You see, I'm speaking it now. You think I'm just teaching you, but I'm speaking deep mysteries in heaven. And some of you now, I'm commanding fires to burn upon you right now. Tongues of fire. There are what they call tongues of men and tongues of angels. Tongues of men is when you speak and it sounds like someone in Chinese can look at, hear you and say, ah, you're speaking my language. When you speak, some people can speak Hausa. They don't know Hausa. They've never been to Hausa land, but when they go to Hausa land, they will speak in tongues. That is tongues of men. There are tongues of angels. I don't know if someone is getting blessed. Jesus. Jesus. Now, let's continue in verse 14. In 1 Corinthians 14. Now the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 14 verse 15, it said, well then, what shall I do? I will pray in spirit and I will also pray in words, I understand. I will sing in spirit. You can sing in spirit. Now, you are not hearing words. You're just hearing more like, I don't know what they call it. But you are hearing words, but you're not hearing the meaning of the word, but you are speaking in the spirit. Let's say, for example, let me give you a song now in the spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Rena Moshe de Barude. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Reda Moshe de Barude. Now, I can sing a full song in the spirit, but I'm not feeling to sing in the spirit. I'm not feeling it. So when I feel it now, I can sing longer. In the spirit. He said, I will sing in the spirit and I will also sing in words, I understand. For if you praise God only in spirit, you see, you praise God in spirit. You praise God in spirit. Jesus. Now he said, if you praise God in spirit, you will be giving thanks very well, but it won't strengthen the people who hear you, because you are now, he's talking about congregations. If you're praying in tongues in congregation, you are praying well, you are giving thanks. When you sing in the spirit, you are thanking God purely. See, the best way to pray is to pray in the spirit. Now, let me show you for example. Why do I need to pray in tongues? Apart from all these things I've heard about what you're saying, man of God, why do I need to pray in tongues? For example, your grandmother is sick in the village and you are not aware. You wake up in the morning, you start praying, Father, thank you for my brother, thank you for my sister. Thank you for my neighbors. Thank you for my uncles. Thank you for my aunties. Thank you for everyone, Lord. May your name be praised. May your name be exalted. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You end your prayer. That is not a pure prayer. That is a selfish prayer. In as much as you pray for other people, it is not the purest of prayer. It is a good prayer. But you are not praying in line with what God wants you to pray for. You are praying in line with what you want to pray for. So you're not allowing God to express himself. But when you come and you say, you don't know what you are praying for. Automatically, the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost knows your grandmother is sick, the Holy Ghost begins to pray for your grandmother to God. Father, heal the grandmother. Father, there is somebody that is in Lagos that is in need of help. Father, bless that person. There is somebody that is in Oka that has missed his way. Father, connect this young man to that person. That person is his destiny helper. You see, you are praying in tongues. You don't know what you are praying. If your tongue comes like you are singing, it's a powerful tongue. Ah! There are tongues of war. Tongues that you use to war in the spirit. There are tongues that when you sing here, Jesus, the atmosphere, legions of angels will emerge. We have come to draw from you again. Yeah. Hey, Lord, I have come to draw. We have come to draw. Yesterday is gone. Today I'm in need to draw from you again. Yeah. Hey. When you are hearing such song, you begin to pray in the spirit. You begin to draw strength from God. Because you see, heaven has a language. Heaven is a kingdom. No kingdom. Every kingdom has a language. Every kingdom has a language. So if heaven is a kingdom, it has a language. And tongues is the language of heaven. You speak in the heavenly language. That is why when the Holy Ghost comes, he gives you tongues to communicate to the heavenly realms. So when demons are making their enchantment, you are somewhere, you are changing and orchestrating things in the immortals, in the realms of the immortals. So once I love you, sir, I want to be your son. Please permit me. God bless you. I'm a son. I'm still learning. I'm a son. I can disciple you, but I don't think I'm allowed to be a father to people for now. I don't think so. Jesus, is someone getting blessed? Some people right now, as you follow me right now, God is activating your tongues. Now, begin to pray in tongues. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. I feel the angel right now. There's an angel right, Jesus, Father. The Lord is saying, tell them to begin to pray right now, and I'll feel my words and my fire upon their tongues. If you know you can't pray in tongues, or you can pray in tongues, begin to pray in tongues now. The Lord is about to fuel your tongues. I'm seeing fire of tongues. Somebody right now, you just notice that something like coldness, your tongue is getting cold. And someone right now, you feel something like fire around you. You are under a good atmosphere, but you are feeling hot. Jesus. Someone, begin to pray. Pray in tongues now. Someone said, I can't stop singing in tongues since you spoke on singing in tongues. Jesus. You see, the dimension, Simeon, your dimension of tongues just come. You just go enter another realm in the spirit, another realm. Everyone that has been believing God for tongues, open your mouth. So open your mouth now and begin to pray. Begin to speak in tongues. Don't pray in words. Open it and speak. Ratakate. Holy Ghost, release fire upon their tongue. Let it be like in the times of the apostles. Let there be a rushing wind upon their tongue. Rano mene ma jekarado sope eratute. Rade gedenge de ojun no gredemon no reba sope. Erano sope ranagadeze de eradu shata. This is tongue of power. Radosha da Baradabo, Super de Gere, Emotion, Dagarida, Zulumere, Regusha da Barano, Super, Enchant, Dagarida, Super, Ratu, Super, Aracuta, Carita, Catek, Teke, Rodo, Basha, Takarida, Nabosha, Erenosha da Basere. Jesus. There are some people here that they don't know how to pray in tongues before. Now they are praying. Now they are activated. They are praying in tongues. Some people are praying in tongues. Some people, you don't pray now. Later in the night, when you want to pray, when you want to open your mouth, you start praying. Now somebody here, you're watching me. You pray in tongues in the dream, but you don't know how to pray it out now. That tongue is coming out now as I'm speaking to you. Open your mouth and pray it. You don't need to forge the words. Open your mouth and begin to speak words. It will start coming. Manusha akate, akate, akate. Ekepa tukotoko. It's tongues. It comes in diverse way. Ah, Ranusha. I have my friend that speaks Hebrew. When he prays in tongues, he speaks Hebrew, pure Hebrew. Harira subara nushada, karina zumbere de bande, raduje erakute akarida, berede zudo gorodushada garib nanamusu perede. Jesus. Is someone getting blessed? Now, the Bible says that praying in tongues builds you up. Builds you up. Let's go to the book of Jude. Jude 1, 20 to 21. I don't know if someone is following me here. Jude said to them, Jude 20, 21, he said, "But you, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. And await the mercy of our Lord Jesus." Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. When they say pray in the power of the Holy Spirit, it means pray in tongues. Pray in the dialect of the Spirit. Let me see what King James, how King James put it. Oh, how did King James put this thing? Someone said, "I conceived in my spirit a war going on as I prayed in tongues." That is it. There are always war in the spirit, I'm telling you. War is always on in the spirit. The day I saw legions of angels at war. He said, "But ye beloved, beholding up yourselves on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." Praying in the Holy Ghost. When you pray in tongues, you pray in the Holy Ghost. Someone is saying he's speaking in tongues like never before. Arado shatakate. Open your mouth, everyone. Share this video. Let every of your friend that needs, every of your friend that is saying, "I don't know why I can't pray in tongues, I can't know," send this video to them. Download it, send it to them, or tag them. Tell them, "Come and hear." Let them be blessed the way you are blessed. We need to be equipped in the spirit. We need to be equipped in the spirit. And the Bible said our warfare are not carnal. Karida zube eranuje eraduze rakute ekate kerebo sope. As you are praying in tongues right now, you are speaking to the Heavenly Father. And your spirit is communicating to God Himself. The Holy Ghost is communicating through you to the Father. And the Holy Ghost is praying the purest of all prayers. See, you might think you are having malaria. You wake up and say, "Father, cure this malaria." When you come in tongues and you start arado jada bareda zoberedege, the Holy Ghost will be praying through you and saying, "Father, cast this demon away." Because you don't know it was a demon. So you thought it's just malaria. So you are saying, "Malaria, go away in the name of Jesus." Whereas God, when you pray in the spirit, God is saying, "Father," the Holy Ghost is praying through you to the Father, "and defy this body, cast out this demon away." Arado shata. Why is your video muted? It's not muted. I believe everyone can still hear me. Radosha Arida Supe. I think it's your network. Karudu Shete Ekarudu Supere de Gesoto. Ranusha Dagarida Supe Eratu Kada. Jesus. Jesus. Ah. Are we all being filled with the Holy Ghost? Are we all being filled? Is everyone here right now speaking in tongues? Is everyone? If you know, you don't used to speak in tongues before, but now you are speaking it. Let me know. Let me see. You don't speak in tongues before, but now you are speaking. You speak in tongues before. You speak in tongues before, but now you notice that your tongues, there is more fire in your tongue now. Let me indicate. Oh, there is nothing. This is the house of God. You Christian, don't stop it. They stop the nervous. Rato, erato, kata, kata. Hey, Jesus. People are entering dimensions of fire. You are, see, this is what they call a revival. Revival is coming. Revival. This is revival. Time when we stand and change things in the spirit. Time when we stand and orchestrate things in the spirit. When a man said no, we say yes. Why? Because we can go to our secret place. Aremano beredaze aradu shatagade. No, shada. We change things in the spirit. We change things in the spirit. We change things in the spirit. My brother, my sister, be changing it in the spirit. Ha! Someone said, I've tried speaking in tongues before, but now, I was unable, but now it's a different case. Ah, someone, tongues are opening, Jesus. Oh, tongues are opening, Jesus. Tongues are opening, Jesus. Hey, tongues are opening. People are blasting in the spirit. Oh, God. Rado ze eradeja arekun takate kete. Remano berle da zo do beredo shada. Someone just received speaking in tongues. Amanda Splendor, I just learned something I needed to know for years. Are you a good teacher? God teaches through me. I'm only a vessel. I'm only a vessel. Jesus. Kareda zo bereno shada. I don't know if something's happening to someone right now. Jesus. See, all I ask is that after the end of this video, every one of you that receive tongues and your tongue changes, one thing I ask you, share this testimony in my inbox. Tell me what happened as we are praying. This thing happened to me and my tongue changes. I found myself praying for hours. I couldn't stop. Share this thing. I beg you, share it with me. The world needs to know that revival has broken out. Someone said, I speak. He said, I speak in tongues. But oh, radosha akarida. Remo nobe redusha. Jesus. People, it's always saying, fire is on me. Aradosha akareda. The fire is on me. It is on you. The fire is on me, in me. It's burning. It's burning. You see, that fire won't stop. It won't stop. It will keep burning. Right now, you have received what they call the spirit of prayer. You have entered a dimension of prayer. Right now, you have become untouchable. Let me see any witch that would dare touch you. Now, anybody that is sick, lay hand and blast in tongues. See, be the witnesses. Ah, Jesus. Be the witnesses. You are a witness. Now you can lay hand on the sick and command it to come out. The demon refuses, blasting tongues. Ratu kete. Erano jebara dagade. Ah, Jesus. I see hunger in the spirit. I see fire in the spirit. I need to give people a chance. There's a chance I need to give people. Jesus. This song will help you to connect more in the spirit. Let's go. Let's pray in the spirit. Let's change things in the spirit. Wherever you are right now, we are connected. Let's begin to pray right now. So there is a reaction just now. I feel like I saw you before. It's because you know this hour was going to come. It's predestined. It's like a deja vu. You are meant to be here at this very moment. We have seen in the spirit. I think my Jesus is in the spirit. Rado Sha'arida Suka. Jesus. Karano Sha'arida Sube. Those of you that have the gift of prophecy, the gift to see in the spirit, I open it now in the name of Jesus. I open it now in the name of Jesus. Every gift that is in your life, I activate them now in the name of Jesus. The unction has come. I activate your gifts now. As you begin to pray in tongues, your spiritual eyes will open. Ranozo meregan negaremozo, Radosha aridasu berede, Rano meremozo meregan negaregoja, Ranana moja negabara da bozo berede bozo berede, Regada bozo berede moshanaba, Ranozo berede bozo meregan negan negan Yatekere de bozo de boro de boshareba. I see people rising like eagles. I see people developing wings of eagles. I see people developing wings of eagles. There's someone here, you're asking God for interpretation of tongues. I open you to that dimension of tongues. Receive the gift of tongues. Interpretation of tongues. Receive the gift of interpretation of tongues. Right now, as you are speaking in tongues, the meaning of those tongues is coming to your mind. Yes, to your mind. Yes, to your mind. You are speaking in tongues. The meaning is coming to your mind. Yes, to your mind. Right now, as I speak, there is a lady right now, you are falling under the power of the Holy Ghost. Your phone is on the ground. You are falling under the power of the Holy Ghost. Rano. Arade karata kati beremozo rano je aradazu berede gede 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 ganungo no boje de garada riba barodo bese erre tutto per lengazade rano zo merene nana gozunno garene mosha erade rano zo meragande gere mosha ndaganena rano zo be erre no janda gareda ga. I see in the realm of the spirit, I see someone right now, because you are praying in tongues, your foundations, fire is raining on that foundation. That foundation, everything has been uprooted in your house. In your house has been uprooted right now in the realm of the spirit. I see fire. I see fire from the ground. Keep praying in tongues. Rado Jebarada Zenegerenemozo. Rano Zembarada Nanagedege Zeneremo Shade. I see angels be released. I see angels be released. I see angels be released. Rado Je Areda Nanamozo. Rata Kate Kerebozo. Rade Janagare Nanozo Mberenemo Janagare. Rado Operede Zenegarada Shada. Jesus. Woo. Carida super eradosa, radoce erenino, remando beredezo do uradaga, jedegaro nozo menemo shandi, ratute e care catacate, renozo meredebo shandagareda, rano menemo jumborede, redazu beredazu no boredasha, radoso beredaze de gerenemosha, rano jandagareda zumberedebo shandi. Jesus. 5 minutes of praying in tongues can change things in your life. You want a job and that job is not coming forward. Pray in tongues. Change it. Your name is not written in your jam, or your name is not coming out in your school, academy, whatever. And you apply and you know you merited it. Change it in the spirit. Your name will come out. Rato orakate. You want a job. You want that job. They have not given you that job because they give those that they know and they don't give you. Change it in the spirit. Jesus. My momentary, you're my ministry. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Some people are lost in the spirit already. Some people are lost in the spirit already. Jesus. Jesus. Some people are lost in the spirit already. Some people will have encounters tonight. Someone said, as I pray in tongues, prophecy is coming that angels are marching in our compound from now to 7 days. The troubles of our family will fall. Yes. Keep praying it. I told you that angels are coming. That some people now, I see fire in their foundations. The more you pray, the more you perceive in the spirit. That thing you are seeing is real in the spirit. I think we need to stop. We need to stop. So that some people can go and pray. 1 hour, 14 minutes. Oh, Jesus, this is awesome. We're going to stop. We're going to stop. We're going to stop. Say, Father, open my case file. God has opened it. Pray in tongues. What else are you waiting for? Pray in tongues. Jesus. Everybody here, some people here right now pray that are prophesying. We have so many, we have about so many people online right now. Operating in dimensions of power. Dimension of authority. Even in my house right now, people are blasting in tongues as they're watching this video right now. In my house right now, people are blasting in tongues as they're watching this video. It's the fire of the Holy Ghost. It is contagious. If you pray like this every day in your house, your neighbors all will catch fire. They will catch fire of the Spirit. They will ask you, my brother, where did you carry this fire from? Jesus. Thank you, Father. God bless every one of you watching. Can you share your testimonies? Tell me what is happening to you. Can you tell me what is happening to you right now? Wherever you are, tell me what is happening to you. Come back to the word. Some people are lost in the spirit, oh Jesus. Some people are still praying in tongues. Come back, come back, come back, come back. Come back. When we end the call, you continue. Come back, please. Tell me, how are you feeling now? How are you feeling now? Hey, boy, nobody's online, though. People are online, but people are lost. Hey, Jesus. People are burning with fire. Oh. Just from social media, just like this, and people are catching fire. Oh, Jesus. God bless every one of you. I need to sign out now, so I'll leave you to your prayers. God bless every one of you. Don't forget to share your testimonies with me. God bless every one of you. God bless every one of you. I love you guys. Continue with your prayers, oh. God bless every one of you. I need to go offline right now. Say, sir, there is a reaction you just made. I feel like I saw you before. Esther. Ha. Chineibe say, I'm drunk in the spirit already. Thank you, Jesus. When I was praying in tongues now, I command stomach upstairs to stop and it obey. Ah! Can you imagine? Someone just declared healing. Someone just declared healing. Someone declared healing just like that. Stomach upstairs left you. Ah, Jesus. You don't know what you have received. Ah, Rado Zoberede Karudaja. Someone said, my body is shaking. Jesus. See, my body is shaking. Your body has to shake. It's the Holy Ghost. Power. Your power just came upon you. Power. Power to command things just came upon you. When I say cancer disappear, ulcer disappear, fibroid, you don't know. This is the power we're talking about. You've just collected power now. Jesus. Hi, I can't wait for your testimonies, Lord. I can't wait for your testimony. Please, every one of you, I beg you in the name of Jesus. Share your testimonies. Share everything that happened to you. Thank you, Jesus. I received my own testimony. More fire, more grace. My speaking in tongues lasted for about 10 minutes. Before 4 minutes. Hi, Jesus. Look at testimonies. My body is vibrating. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, look at people drinking power. Look at people operating in high dimension of power. Jesus. Someone said my speaking tongue just increased to 10 minutes. Ah, madam, Lima, you've not seen anything. You're going to burn for 30 minutes, you are praying in tongues. Someone said my baby is moved right now. I think it's my body. My body is moved right now. Jesus. Ah, see, the power you have received is, see, the Holy Ghost was the power that resurrected Jesus from the dead. What you have received is the same power that resurrected Jesus from the dead. You just received it. You just came to the understanding of what you have carried, things that you don't even know. You speak in tongues, but you don't know the power you carry while you pray in tongues. That is why CEO ministry is a house of prayer. We pray. Ah, Rado Shade. So I pray for me. I want deeper measure of the spirit of prophecy in my life. Ah, we are talking about the spirit. My daughter watching with me just caught on fire and she's rolling on the floor, shaking her speaking tongues. Jesus. Someone said that his daughter just caught fire and Ide, I don't know, Ide. People are praying in tongues. You are asking for prophecy. Pray in tongues. Tongues is prophecy. Jesus. Someone said that the daughter is watching her and she just caught fire and she's rolling on the floor. Ha! Jesus. This is power of God. Every one of you should share your testimonies with me, please. Share it personally, your feeling, what happened to you, why you are alive. God of mercy. Someone said my phone is on the ground. I feel fire everywhere. Jesus. Reviver. Radoje. From online. Jesus. Oh, my Radosha. Ah, I respect you, Father. Udo. Ah. Never get used to the testimonies of what God is doing. Just like that. Just like that. Ah, Radosha. Ah, Karida. Arida. Hey. See fire. Oh. Fire. Oh. Fire. Oh. Fire. Oh. Fire. Oh. Holy Ghost. Fire. Oh. Fire. Oh. Holy Ghost. Ha. Fire. Oh. The fire is for everybody. If you are pregnant, even the baby in your womb is collecting it. Fire, oh, fire, oh, Holy Ghost. Fire, oh, fire, oh, Holy Ghost. Fire, oh, Holy Ghost. Jesus. I need to go. These testimonies are mind-blowing. My tongue is burning with tongues. Jesus. Someone said his tongue is burning with tongues. Ha! Men are ascending. Jesus. Oh, glory, Father. Ah, what manner of a man is this? Glory to your holy name, Lord. May your name be praised, Lord. Thank you for what you are doing in the life of your children, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in the life of your children, Lord. Father, you are touching every one of them, Lord. You are touching every one of them. Thank you. Thank you for the revival. The outbreak of revival has come. The revival that you said is coming since last day you told me about this revival has come. Thank you, Lord, both on social media, wherever they are, they will burn, Lord. They will burn for you, Lord. Open their spiritual eyes. Those with a gift to see in the spirit, let their eyes be open. Those seeking for the grace of prophecy, let them receive it in the name of Jesus. Those asking for the grace and the gift of wisdom, let them receive it in the name of Jesus. Seeking for the grace of understanding and the gift of understanding, let them receive it in the name of Jesus. I'm a woman. Told you my lady friend saw me with jeep and convoy and have call of God. All he said is that it depends on what is in the mind. God bless you in the name of Jesus. When you see a car, when you see a car in the dream, it means ministry. I can't interpret every dream, okay? I'm sorry about that. Can't interpret every dream.
Oh, Jesus. But Nikki, we're talking about people catching fire here. We're talking about dreams. Hey, Jesus. Let me leave everybody. God bless you guys. Share your testimony later. God bless you in Jesus' name. I pray for you that whatever you have received is permanent in the name of Jesus. Those believing God for healing right now, be healed in the name of Jesus. Whatever you're believing God for, that healing is permanent. You are healed in the name of Jesus. If you're on a wheelchair and you're hearing my voice, get up and walk. If you are blind, you can't see, and you're hearing my voice, open that eye now in the name of Jesus. It's done. It's settled in Jesus' name. God bless you.